Unit 3. Cities of the Future. Page 33. Listening. Living in a smart city. Activity 2. Listen to an interview and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C.
Good morning. Welcome to our weekly program, Urban Lifestyle. In today's program, we'll be talking about the disadvantages of living in a smart city. Joining me now in the studio is Ms. Stevens, a city dweller who has been living in a smart city for a year now. Good morning, Ms. Stevens.
Good morning.
I understand that you don't like living in the smart city. Why is that? What are you worried about most?
Well, my main worry is losing my right to privacy in public places. You know, cameras and sensors are everywhere, and they collect information about me and my activities.
So it seems that someone is watching you all the time, right?
Exactly. The government and some companies have so much personal information about city dwellers, but we don't know how they might use it.
Yes, it's a bit worrying. But this information probably enables smart cities to create useful programs and improve people's lives. Smart technologies can also help with daily household chores. Are you not happy with that?
No, I don't think so. It took me a long time to get familiar with all the smart devices at home. I don't really have any friends to ask for help in the neighbourhood.
This leads me to my next question. Do you think there is a sense of community in your neighbourhood?
No, there isn't. I interact with very few people face to face because most of the activities can be done online.
Do you feel lonely sometimes?
Yes, our smart devices are all connected, but it seems we're becoming lonelier than any previous generation.
That's very sad. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, Ms. Stevens.
You're welcome.